Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We welcome now. He was a batting champ. He played here. He played for the Dodgers. He played for the Red Sox. But to me, the coolest thing he did is he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is my favorite TV show. We welcome Bill Buckner to the show.
Ronnie, how come you didn't show up at my house for Christmas?
We got Ronnie Wu wearing Michael Jackson's one glove. Good to see you, Ronnie.
He loves you, Bill. Is that scary or flattering?
Love
or
you
both?
Too, Ronnie.
Bill, you had a great career as a baseball player, but I thought the coolest thing was seeing you on Curb Your Enthusiasm. How much fun was that? And when they first called and offered you the opportunity, did you go, what?
You know, I really didn't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't even know what the show was. And I had kind of second thoughts, but I actually had one of the owners of the Red Sox called and just said, DNA, can you talk to Larry David? And I said, sure. So I talked to Larry for a couple times, and it just seemed like, you know, their intention, they wanted to do something good, and we just have a lot of fun. And he said, if I didn't like it when it's done, they'd burn up the tape.
How much fun was it doing that?
It was, you know, just being around Larry David, you know, off screen was a lot. It was just a ton of fun. I mean, because he's just a crazy guy. I mean, you're laughing all the time, and work. It took, you know, a full week to do it, and you know that last scene with the fire department that took you know, like 12 hours. So it was, those guys earned their money, but it was fun.
Bill, you're the new hitting coach for the Cubs Class A Boise Hawks. You've lived in Idaho for a long time. What did they say to make you come back? Give up the big flashy Hollywood life to come back to baseball?
Last summer I managed in a team in an independent league in Massachusetts. I, you know, really enjoyed it. I hadn't, technically been in baseball for, you know, about 10 years, but, you know, because I was coaching amateur baseball, my son growing up, and helping out with all the baseball programs in Boise. So, you know, all my kids have almost finished college. My son's a senior. And so I had the time, and after I finished managing last summer, my first thought would, I'd love to get involved with the Cubs in Boise, just to, you know, to be back in baseball, be with the Cubs, and, you know, be in my hometown. So, you know, I'm not quite sure if I want to get involved and be away all the time in baseball. So I thought, you know, I'll give it a shot in Boise, and after the season's over, evaluate that. And, you know, baseball, what I've done my whole life, it's, you know, what I do and what I do best. So why not do it?
Bill, going back to the playing days, I have to ask you kind of the age-old question. What do you say to the guy once he gets to first base? Is there a lot of smack talk? Like, yeah, go try and steal on me. Or is it kind of like, hey, how's the wife? How are the kids?
Well, you know, I mean, I enjoyed that part of playing first base. I talked to everybody and had a lot of fun with it. Sometimes, you know, I would try to distract them a little bit if they were a base stealer, or one time, you know, George Brett was a very good friend of mine, and I was talking to him and I asked him a question, distracted him, and Bruce Hurst was pitching. This was with the Red Sox, and Bruce Hurst was pitching. He had a great move to first base, and you know, George had a lead of about 2 feet, and I asked him a question. And when he turned around to answer me, I had the ball, and I said, you're out, George. Bruce Hurst had picked him off. He had a great, great move. So George, he started laughing. But it was, it just depends. I mean, you know, baseball, you know, you're standing out in the field. You don't have anybody around you. So, you know, if the umpire is too far away to talk to, you talk to the guys on base. It's just something that I enjoy doing.
When you played for the Cubs, you were an outfielder for a long time. You were also a first baseman. You had a bad ankle. How hard was it for you to play? Because it seemed like you never came out of a game. You never came out of the lineup. But that ankle had to be more than you ever let on. Now that it's so many years removed, is that true?
Yeah, the first year that I came to the Cubs, I got traded for a good player, Rick Monday, and I showed up to spring training walking on a cane. And the Cubs weren't too happy about that. And quite honestly, I'd never been through injuries and something. I had surgery, and had a bad staph infection in my ankle, and I really didn't know if I was going to be able to play. Through that year, and it was that first year was very, very difficult to make it through. What kind of got me through is that in 1977, the Cubs, who we were picked to finish last, we had a big change over players, had some new players came in, Bobby Mercer, myself, just a big change, and we were 7.5 games in first place at the All-Star break, and Wrigley Field was going absolutely nuts, and that the fans and the enthusiasm that was at the ballpark, that's what got me through. I mean, I couldn't have made it without that. And then it got a little better after that, but I had to, for I think 14 of my 20 years in the big leagues, I had to stick my foot in an ice bucket, three times a day, once before the game, and once after, and then once when I got up in the morning. So I don't know how many of you people have stuck your foot in a bucket of ice, but it's not a good way to start the day off.
The new Cubs organization has a lot of ties to Boston. What's the difference, as you were standing at first base at Wrigley and at Fenway, what's the difference between what you'd hear fans in Chicago yelling at you and what you hear the fans in Boston yelling at you?
I don't think I can do that here in front of women.
Is one crowd tougher?
Definitely the Boston crowd's a little tougher. I was listening to a little bit earlier the conversation about the type of players that the fans in Chicago like, and I agree totally with it, and I think that's why the fans appreciated me, because I pretty much got my uniform dirty every day, and so that and in Boston there's a lot of frustration, and there's frustration here in Chicago, but I think it's I enjoyed playing here probably in Chicago more than I enjoyed playing anyplace else.
You were also a coach with the White Sox for a while. What was that experience like, and do you feel that experience prepares you more for what you're going to do now in Boise?
Well, I've been a hitting guy, from the get-go, and I spent 4 years with Toronto in their minor league system, so I've been through the minor league stuff. I know what it is, I know what I need to do, and I know I'm good at it. So the players are going to get they're going to get a lot of knowledge, next summer, because I enjoy it. I get into it. I enjoy speaking Spanish to the Latin players, and the players like me because, number one, I care about them. Number two, I'm trying to help them move up. And number three, they know I'm sincere. Being a major league hitter and being a successful player, gets you so far. I mean, the players are smart. They understand whether you're going to be able to help them or not. And that's bottom line. That's all that matters. And that's something I'll be able to do.
Well, Bill, it was great seeing you. We appreciate the time tonight. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and best of luck with the Hawks this summer.
Well, thank you.
Bill Buckner, everybody.